presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Fellas and girls, I'd like to tell you about a young man who's really made good in aviation. His name is Stanley Hiller, Jr., and he's only 22 years old, an age when most men are just getting started on their careers. But at 22, Stanley Hiller is head of United Helicopters, a company that's moving at a fast pace in the post-war helicopter field. Hiller isn't the only young person at United Helicopters. Most of the employees, engineers, technicians, research men, practically all of them are in their 20s. As a matter of fact, the average age of the men working for the company is 29. But don't be fooled by their youth, gang. All these men have had plenty of experience in the helicopter field. I suppose now you're probably wondering how all this started, how all these men got to working on helicopters so young. Well, most of the credit goes to Hiller himself. In 1944, when he was 19, he flew model XH-44 in a test before high-ranking military and aviation officials. The XH-44 helicopter was his own idea, his own design, and to top it off, he helped build it himself. At that time, people who knew Stanley Hiller weren't surprised that he had designed a new type helicopter, for when he was only 16, he was head of a $100,000-a-year miniature automobile business. In 1940, even though he didn't know too much about the ships, Stan Hiller became interested in helicopters. In just a few minutes, gang, I'll be back with the rest of Stan Hiller's exciting story, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. Finally deciding to wait no longer for Tank, Hop and Dixie Davenport, riding Sequoia, started down a narrow dirt lane leading to the only pass out of the valley when suddenly Dixie's reconverted C-47 roared over the high ridge to the west. Tex and Joe Bell were returning. Caught out in the open, Hop and Dixie galloped back toward the ranch house, but before they could reach its shelter, Joe dove down on them, and Tex opened fire with a submachine gun. The leaden slugs thudding into the dirt at Sequoia's hooves frightened the horse. He reared high in the air, throwing Hop and Dixie to the ground with a sickening impact, and then bolted. Hop was the first to recover from the shock, and as the transport wheeled high in the sky above the valley, he turned to Dixie, lying not 10 feet away.
Dixie, are you hurt? Oh, Lord. Dixie, they're diving again. We've got to move. Come on, Dixie, snap out of it. Great, she's out cold. Well, here goes.
Tossing the unconscious movie star over his shoulder, Hop begins to run at a staggering pace toward the ranch house, still 100 feet away, with the sound of the diving transport roaring in his ears. Judging the sound of the throbbing engines carefully, he suddenly changes direction and veers off at a tangent. And not a second too soon, for Regan's machine gun opens up and blasts a line of pockmarks in the ground where he had just been. Then, angling sharply, he turns back to the ranch house. Only 50 feet more to go. But Dixie's added weight is beginning to tell. His steps drag. He fights for every lung-searing breath. Once again, Joe Bell roars in for a deadly attack.
Lady Luck, give me a break. Please help me reach the house.
Summoning his last ounce of strength, Hop sprints forward as the plane roars closer and closer. 40 feet. 30 feet. The ranch house door is open, inviting. 20 feet. 10 feet. The plane's shadow is almost immediately overhead, and with a suddenness of sheer desperation, Hop dives headlong into the doorway as machine gun bullets ricochet harmlessly off the solid log walls of the ranch house. Hop lies still for a moment, breathing heavily. Then he turns his attention to Dixie, fearing his plunge may have aggravated any possible injuries resulting from her fall. But he's more than relieved when she opens her eyes and stares blankly about her.
What happened?
Easy, Dixie. Everything's all right.
Hop, the plane. Joe in the plane. He was diving on his chute.
That's right. Sequoia got scared, reared up, and threw us, and then bolted. Oh. You were knocked unconscious.
But where is he?
Sequoia? Halfway down the valley by now, I imagine. He was running like the wind.
How did I get here?
I carried you. Tex and Joe kept shooting. Believe me, it wasn't very healthy out there in the open.
Where are they now?
Still upstairs. Hear them?
Yes. Hop, what do you think he'll do?
Come down. I better check.
Oh, Hop, be careful.
Don't worry. They're way down at the other end of the valley. Yeah, they're coming in all right. Joe's turning into the wind. His landing gear's down.
What'll we do, Hop? What'll we do?
Well, one rifle's gone. It was strapped to Sequoia's saddle. The other one is still here.
I have the spare clips.
Oh, good. That gives us 10 shots. Dixie, we've got to make them count. Now I think we'd better find ourselves a good place to hold up. Can you walk?
Yes, I'm all right.
Let me help you.
Thanks.
Now, let's go. They should be landing now.
Yes, they are. I see them.
Stay out of the doorway. Taxiing right this way. Looks like we hold up here.
Look, there's Tex up in the cockpit, pointing his gun this way.
I see him.
Why don't you take a shot at him?
Oh, range is too great. I don't want to waste any bullets.
They've stopped.
Yeah. I wonder what they'll do first.
Harrigan!
Tex is calling you.
Let him call.
Harrigan, answer me! I know you're in the house!
Aren't you going to answer him?
I might as well see what he has to say.
Harrigan! For the last time!
All right, Regan, I hear you. What do you want?
Come on outside. I want to talk to you.
Why outside?
I can't hear you. Come on out.
Hop, don't. He's trying to trick you.
Well, see if he is. Get me one of those sofa pillows, will you?
Oh, sure.
Well, how about it, Harrigan?
Give me a chance.
Hurry up, Dixie.
Here you are.
Room's in shadow. It may fool him.
All right, Regan, I'm coming. Can you hear me now?
Just fine, partner.
I'm all right. Too bad, Regan. You just shot the stuffing out of one of your sofa pillows.
Oh, a wise guy, eh? Okay, I'm coming in after you.
I wouldn't if I were you.
Partner, ain't nobody helping stop.
Hop, he is coming.
Stay back. Joe's still in the flight cabin. He's armed, too.
He's opening the fuselage door.
The idiot. Doesn't he think I'm armed?
Oh, shoot him now, Hop. You've got a good chance.
Nah, he's too wide open.
But for heaven's sake...
I'll see if I can throw a scare into him.
Oh, hurry, hurry.
I hope my aim's still good.
Hop, you shot off his hat.
I'm not as rusty as I thought I was. Keep that up and he'll never get us.
He's running back to the plane.
Hey, Dixie, get down.
He's wasting a lot of lead.
He must have a lot to spare. Let's see what... What in the world? Where is he?
Can't you see him?
No. Joe's up in the flight cabin alone. And he's handling the Tommy gun. Watch it!
Where's Tex?
That's what I'd like to know. He caught me flat-footed while Joe kept us pinned down. He must have broken for the house.
You mean he's here?
That's exactly what I mean. He's somewhere behind us. We're caught between two fires.
Crouched on the floor near the open doorway, Hop and Dixie look around the large room fearfully. There are three other doors, all leading to different parts of the house, and Regan may be behind any of them. With only one gun, how can Hawk protect Dixie and himself from an attack on two sides? Gang, you won't want to miss the exciting climax of today's episode, so stand by. At the beginning of Hop Harrigan, fellas and girls, you remember I said Stanley Hiller became interested in helicopters in 1940. Well, for years, he experimented with and studied helicopters until he had what he wanted, a simplified ship with streamlined controls. He took his model to Washington and went from door to door in the nation's capital trying to interest government officials. Finally, he met pioneer airman Grover Lenning, who made it possible for Stan to get priorities in order to build his helicopter. That was the XH-44, the one he tested for high military and aviation men, who really went for the plane in a big way. Well, just a month after the test, Hiller joined up with the Kaiser Company to continue developing the helicopter. For a year, he worked with Kaiser on a new one, but before it was ready to fly, the whole helicopter crew left, with Hiller, to form the United Helicopter Company. Many of the men who went with him were with Stan Hiller from the very beginning of his experiments. To them, he added experienced analysts and engineers and really got down to work. In the past year and a half, United Helicopter has built and flown 3 2-passenger coaxial helicopters, a new and more simple vertical lift ship, and America's first jet helicopter. That jet job was a radical change in helicopter design and drew a lot of attention from the aviation industry. Present plans of the company call for production of a flexible helicopter with a large and useful load to meet the needs of today's farmers and businessmen. It may turn out to be a tough job, but looking back over Hiller's record, you can be pretty sure the production schedule will be met. Gang, if you want to take your place among the flyers and technicians of tomorrow, get ready now. And always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. As Hop and Dixie Davenport wait anxiously in the ranch house, trapped between two fires, several miles away in the Beechcraft biplane, Tank Tinker searches desperately for them, urged on by Ivan Ivanov.
Hurry up, Mr. Tinker. Drive the airplane faster. We must find Mr. Harrigan and Dixie Darling.
I'm doing my best, doggone it. You keep watching for that transport.
You hear, Mr. Peabody, Mr. McSwain? We'll look for the transport.
We are, sir.
I don't see it yet, sir.
Well, peel your eyes.
This country's beginning to look a little familiar. I don't think the ranch house is very far away now.
You think perhaps the aeroplane has already landed on the ground?
I don't think. I know. If it was still up in the air, we'd see it.
So where it landed?
That's what we're trying to find out. I'll cut down into this valley. Seems to me I've seen it before.
Oh, be careful, Mr. Tinker.
Hang on.
But my stomach, it comes up and hits me in the face.
Swallow, you'll feel better.
Your pills, Mr. Ivanov.
Forget your pills. Look for the aeroplane.
Hey, that'd be a swell shot. Can you get a little closer, Tinker?
Oh, for Pete's sake, we ain't out here to take pictures.
I know it, but those horses charging across the valley are simply magnificent.
Horses? Wild horses?
Oh, they look very wild to me.
Jump for jetties, this is it.
But what do you talk about? What is wild?
This is the valley. The ranch house should be ahead somewhere. Now watch for it.
Well, there's an open space up ahead. Big enough to land a plane.
That ought to be the strip. Yeah, there it is. There's Dixie's ship.
I see the ranch house.
Yahoo! We made it! We found him!
But, Mr. Tinker, something is wrong. I do not like it.
Huh?
There is smoke coming from the back of the house. You see?
Mr. Ivanov is right.
Where there is smoke, fire is.
Look! There are two men standing in front of the house near the plane. Tex Regan and Joe Bell.
But what they do? And why the house burns?
Oh, look, sir. One of them has a machine gun. He's firing inside the house.
But why? It makes no sense.
Hop and Dixie must be in there.
What do you say?
They're inside. Regan must have started the fire in back to smoke them out. He's waiting for them out front. We gotta do something.
Do something? But Mr. Tinker, what to do? Mr. Harrigan and Dixie, darling, their number is cooked and their goose is up.
In his characteristic way, Ivanov voices the seeming hopelessness of the situation as Tank roars low over the now flaming ranch house. Below, he sees Joe Bell climb back into the transport to prepare for takeoff, while Tex Regan sends burst after burst of machine gun fire into the house in which Hop and Dixie are trapped. There's action ahead, gang, and lots of suspense, so don't miss the next episode. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Come on, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.